Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. The state's largest school district is urging parents to talk to their kids about THC gummies.
For the second time in 3 weeks, students at a Wichita school have fallen ill after ingesting edible THC gummies while in class. Wichita School's Director of Safety, Terry Moses.
Our schools are a part of our community, and drugs are in our community, and so occasionally they do get in our schools.
Moses says the district is hoping to expand its new law enforcement against drugs programming in the district.
Shawnee County Sheriff Brian Hill says 24-year-old Lauren Croucher of Emporia was arrested and charged with possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. The arrest follows a single vehicle crash on Southwest 93rd Street in the county, which remains under investigation. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A security issue experienced by the Kansas Judicial Branch has now extended its repercussions to the Kansas Department for Children and Families. Due to network security issues experienced by the Kansas Judicial Branch, which continue to impact the state, the Kansas Department for Children and Families says that its services will also be impacted. The Department for Children and Families says it works with Kansas courts on a daily basis to process court orders and payments on behalf of Kansas families. However, with e-filing and the electronic record system offline, Kansans should expect delays in returned filings, court hearings, and orders being entered. A spokeswoman for the Kansas Judicial Branch said these network issues are likely to continue for the foreseeable future, impacting services involved with filing documents electronically. The department also noted that child support payments awaiting court orders or directions from officials will also be delayed, though any orders filed before the week of October 9th should continue to process properly. The Department for Children and Families indicated that its contracted partners, Young, Williams, and Maximus, will continue to provide full-service operations through paper and fax filings, and Johnson County was not impacted by the incident as it operates on its own case management system. Anyone with cases in process should consult the Child Support Services customer hotline at 1-888-757-2445 with questions or status information, and updates will be provided on the Kansas Payment Center website, kspaycenter.com. A public hearing will be conducted at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, October 19th, to consider the adoption of proposed regulations that govern the administration of the Kansas Seed Law. The hearing will be held in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan, as well as by video conferencing system. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is proposing 4 new regulations along with amendments to 2 existing regulations, all of which implement revisions and offer clarification to the Kansas Seed Law. The new regulations define terms, set guidelines about analysis to determine violations, establish a list of restricted weed seeds, establish a list of prohibited weed seeds, and clarify rules for seed labels. For the most part, these changes implement revisions that were made to the Kansas Seed Law during the 2022 legislative session and also make minor clarifications. The only change imposed by these regulations that has the potential to have a practical effect on the agricultural seed industry is the addition of Caucasian bluestem and yellow bluestem seeds to the list of restricted weed seeds. This addition is proposed to help safeguard the agricultural industry from the threat of invasive weeds, which is part of the agency's mission to protect plant health. The Kansas Department of Agriculture welcomes public input on any portion of the proposed regulations, especially the addition of the new species, including those species of Old World Blue Stem, to the list of restricted weed seeds. A copy of the proposed regulations, as well as an expanded notice of public hearing, can be accessed on their webpage at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. Public comment will be possible at the public hearing, both for in-person and online participants, and anyone desiring to participate by video conference must pre-register at the public comment webpage to be provided with a video link. For more information or for a copy of the regulations, you can contact Rhonda Hutton at 785-564-6715 or visit agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. Medicare beneficiaries can change drug plans every year during the open enrollment period, which started October 15th and will run through December 7th. You should have received an annual notice of change from your current drug plan that lists the changes that are taking effect in 2024. Some reasons to change your plan can include that your current drug plan will not cover some new medications, your plan is changing the formulary and will no longer cover a current medication, or another drug plan could provide additional savings. To check your options, you can call the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-432-7422. And a senior health insurance counseling for Kansas or SHIC counselor will do a cost comparison that can help you make a decision on a new drug plan, and counselors can also help you enroll in your new plan. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
Recently, lawmakers have said that Kansans who can't afford to pay their traffic violation fees shouldn't be punished with the loss of their driving privileges. Kansas is one of about half of all U.S. states that suspend, revoke, or deny renewal of driver's licenses for unpaid traffic fines and fees, and what some call a driving while poor punishment. Drivers issued notices are required to appear in the district court of the county where they were cited or pay the state-mandated court costs and traffic fines. And that rule results in Kansans who miss court hearings or who cannot afford the fines and fees struggle in a snowballing cycle of debt-related driving restrictions. The Free to Drive campaign, an advocacy group seeking to end debt-related driving restrictions, estimates that 86% of Americans drive to work, and removing people's ability to drive also could mean losing jobs, losing paychecks, and significantly damaging people's quality of life. The Kansas Department of Revenue data for the current year shows 208,347 drivers in the state have a suspended license, and out of these suspensions, 123,913 are due to unpaid tickets. Approximately 12,720 drivers in the state have a revoked license, with 1,671 of them due to driving while suspended or without insurance and unpaid tickets. And a court conviction for driving while suspended has its own set of penalties, including fines and a 90-day license suspension. Drivers who have their license suspended may have to buy SR22 vehicle insurance and keep it for 12 consecutive months. And that type of insurance is typically a higher rate and mandated in cases where people are convicted of driving under the influence or for people with multiple traffic law violations. In some cases, Kansans caught driving on a suspended license will have to buy the SR22 insurance even if they don't own a vehicle. The current driver's license reinstatement fee for suspension due to failure to comply with the traffic citation is $100. Lawmakers on the Special Committee on Restricted Driving are looking to make legislative recommendations for policy in the upcoming session. In the spring of 2021, a research study on the ecology of Kansas-hatched bald eagles began with just 13 birds and plans of field work lasting 3 years. This year, thanks to voluntary contributions made to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks non-game species donation program, Chickadee Checkoff, that research project has been extended, with the total number of birds being studied increasing to nearly 30 bald eagles. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and a team of partners from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Conservation Science Global, Evergy, and private landowners are confident that data derived from the study will help wildlife managers and developers better address potential conflicts between bald eagles and development infrastructure, as well as further the scientific community's understanding of bald eagle ecology in the central Great Plains. For information on how you can support the Chickadee Checkoff and research projects like this, you can visit chickadeecheckoff.com. And for more information on other protected species in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Cancer Partnerships are proud to announce a new online resource for cancer survivors, caregivers, providers, and anyone who loves someone with cancer. The map has over 20 categories and includes information on counseling and support groups, transportation, financial assistance, advanced care planning, and more. Resources are also available for caregivers, family, and loved ones supporting someone with cancer, and these resources include but aren't limited to counseling and support groups, insurance information, caretaker guidance, and even programs that help children affected by a parent's cancer. Updates to the website will be made as more resources become available, and organizations and individuals who are aware of any resources that are available and not already listed can send an email to the Cancer Prevention and Control Program. For more information and to view the interactive survivorship map, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley charges the Environmental Protection Agency with its proposed restrictions on rodenticide. It's favoring rats and mice over farmers. Grassley and 16 other farm state senators wrote EPA Chief Michael Reagan asking him to reverse course on restricting the use of nearly a dozen rodenticides, and the group has a key ally on its side.
The Office of Pest Management Policy in USDA responded with a detailed letter that they sent to EPA laying out why the proposed changes will negatively impact U.S. agriculture.
By tying farmers' hands in red tape, increasing costs, and causing crop and livestock loss, Grassley argues EPA bureaucrats are helping rats instead of farmers.
The Biden administration has a choice to make. Will it stick up for the livelihood of the family farmers and ranchers of America, or is it going to stand up for the life and liberty of rats and mice?
Grassley blames Congress for delegating too much power to bureaucrats on issues including rodenticides, pesticides, and others like waters of the U.S.
What do we got bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. trying to make a decision on what we do on the Grassley family farm to keep rodents under control? What do they know about it? They probably don't. They have dirt under their fingernails.
Grassley says the issue could crawl its way up to the Supreme Court, now revisiting its ruling in 1984's Chevron case that compelled courts to grant deference to administrative expertise. But ultimately, he says Congress must take back the broad powers and hand it to Washington bureaucrats. Comments from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley on the EPA's proposed restrictions on rodenticides. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
If you know that sound, you know it's the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax seed corn being opened. The sound of the most drought-tolerant seeds Pioneer has ever produced about to be unleashed into acres of unique environments. Innovation that turns unpredictable years into memorable ones, making tough conditions question their own toughness. Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax corn products. Field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/fightdrought.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cold front is working its way through eastern Kansas. That's causing some gusty wind and a few showers across our north, central, and northeast counties. Following the cold front, cooler air will move into the western counties today, dropping our temperatures back into the 70s. Scattered showers possible in the northeast counties into the afternoon, but they'll be over with before evening. Then we have dry air in place over the rest of the region, so rain chances look low through the upcoming weekend. High pressure takes over again on Thursday with very warm temperatures returning to the western and central counties as a low pressure trough develops off to our west. We're expecting fair weather into the weekend. Temperatures will be back to near average. On the map heading into this afternoon, a cold front is headed through eastern and central Kansas from a low pressure system well to our north. A thin ridge of high pressure will move in behind that front, bringing in some cooler air. That'll drop our western counties back to near average in the 70s for the afternoon. Wind will be a little gusty behind the front out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Overnight, high pressure will strengthen in the central Rockies, and our cold front will move off to the east. Should be clear overnight, lows mostly in the 40s and still a little bit breezy. Looking at Thursday, high pressure will extend into the central plains with sunny skies again across our state. The western counties will warm up again. Highs will be in the 80s with 70s in the east. Another warm day coming up on Friday, sunny and breezy. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, we'll be in the low 70s with upper 30s and low 40s overnight. Low to mid 70s north central tonight, we're in the mid 40s. Low 70s northeast, upper 40s and low 50s for the overnight lows. Low to mid-70s southwest, and tonight we're expecting low 40s. South central, mid to upper 70s for the afternoon, and tonight mid to upper 40s. Mid-70s southeast and upper 40s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.